The last day. The last day of this feast. The last day of this year. Awesome, awesome, glorious, glorious God. We give him all the glory. Can we just celebrate God for all the accomplishments that he helped us as a people? Amen. Praise God. Please be seated. We are extremely, extremely grateful to the Lord for how far he has brought us. Extremely grateful to God. Now, it's a great privilege for God to call a man to come and join him to do what he's doing on the earth. It's a wonderful privilege. And I want to congratulate every single one of you that God has called onto this work, onto this assignment. And he has said, come, I have a space. I have a space for you in this work. I have a space for you. It's a privilege. So I want to start by saying tonight, congratulations. Congratulations. Because when God calls you to say, come and join me in what I'm doing, what he's doing is that he wants to give your life a meaning. He wants to give your life significance. He wants to give your life relevance. So it's not just a case of, oh, I'm just existing on the earth. I'm just here to occupy time and space. And after some years, I'm gone. But that God actually calls you to say, come, let me give you something serious to live for. So I want to congratulate every one of us again, every church worker in Morningstar Christian Center, for the exciting journey 2024 has been and for the path that he has led us. Praise God. Acts chapter 13. Acts chapter 13. Just concluding the visions retreat. Acts chapter 13, verse 36. You know, it's very exciting when we read about the people who served the Lord in yesteryears. And one of those people was David. In verse 36, the Bible says, for David, after he had served his own generation by the will of God, fell on sleep and was laid unto his fathers and saw corruption. David, after he served his own generation by the will of God, then he slept. May you not sleep until you have served the purpose of God in your generation. Oh, it's a serious prayer. I say, none of you is permitted to fall asleep until you serve the purpose of God in your generation. So the Bible says, before David fell on sleep, of course you know that his sleep is not that he went to bed at night. I hope we know this sleep. The final order of sleep. Okay? The Bible says that before he fell asleep, he served the purpose of God in his generation. May that be your testimony. To serve the purpose of God with your life in your generation. In verse 47, the Bible says, for so has the Lord commanded us, saying, I have set thee to be a light of the Gentiles, that thou shouldest be for salvation unto the ends of the earth. Now that's the calling of every believer. That's the calling of every child of God. That God has set us to be a light to the Gentiles. God has called us to be a light to the Gentiles. God has called us to be for salvation unto the ends of the earth. So we've been called to be light. To be light to the Gentiles. To those who are sitting in darkness. And do you know that until your life begins to accomplish this, you are not really living. Your real significance in life is that my life is actually a light to the Gentiles. And that God is using me for salvation, not just, first of all, in my Jerusalem, in my neighborhood, but also to the ends of the earth. I pray that as this year ends and we begin a new year, may this verse 47 become compounded in your life. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. that indeed your life will be a light. A light. A life that is a light. A life that is a light. Yeah. People look at you and they say, Christabel, it was when I had contact with you that this started happening. This started happening. I started getting a sense of clarity for my life. That will be your testimony in the name of Jesus Christ. Whether in your neighborhood, whether in the place where you work, where you do your business, God has set us to be light. And as a ministry, this is our calling. We are a light. Praise God. Now, so when the Bible talks about David, that he served the purpose of God in his generation, there was a mindset that he had. And I would like us to look at that mindset as it was just captured in 2 Samuel. 2 Samuel chapter 24. 2 Samuel chapter 24. Second Samuel 24, the king needed to offer to the Lord that day because a plague had broken out. Okay, and when he was about to offer, Arauna, the owner of the place, he wanted to make the sacrifice, came and said, sir, you just take it now, you are my king. Just take it, you don't need to pay anything. Just take it and offer anything you like to the Lord. You know, there are many people who would have grabbed it. I mean, you mean I can make sacrifice to the Lord without sacrificing? I can make sacrifice to the Lord without it really touching me. Okay? And unfortunately, that is how many people want to live their lives. They actually want to make sacrifice to the Lord based on another person's sacrifice. Now, if I live my life in such a way that my sacrifice is based on another person's sacrifice, I can never have that testimony where it says that David was able to serve God's purpose in his own time, in his own generation. So what did David say when the king, when Arauna offered him all of that? In verse 24, he says, and the king, as David said to Arauna, nay, but I will surely buy it of thee at a price. That's name your price. Neither will I offer burnt offerings unto the Lord my God of that which doth cost me nothing. So David bought the threshing floor and the oxen for 50 shekels of silver. So David says, see, I'm not going to offer anything to the Lord my God which doesn't cost me anything. I'm not going to offer anything to the Lord my God. I'm not going to use my spare energy, use my spare time, use my spare resources. It doesn't really touch me. It doesn't really just... So far, I have offered him something. David said, that's not me. I'm not going to offer anything to the Lord my God of that which doth cost me nothing. Now, as the year, you know, began to end, and especially like today, yesterday, I don't know how much you prayed and how you talked with God. You know, but in my conversations with God, you know, what I just kept telling him was, God, this is my life. Whatever it is, my life is available. So when David said, I will not offer anything to the Lord my God, which cost me nothing, he's talking about even my time. You know, I can decide to say I'm serving the Lord on spare time. So it really doesn't cost me anything. You know, and sometimes, and what one of the things God was speaking to me, and you really need to be intentional about this, is that one of the greatest things that the devil is going to be using as a weapon in the coming year against many believers is the spirit of distraction. The spirit of distraction. Where he would want you to feel as if you are serving, but you are serving on spare time. Any spare time you can carve after you have finished every other thing you want to do. After you have even finished social media. After you finished every other thing. Any little spare time. Okay, let me just give this one to God. You are going to have to deal with distraction in the coming year as a serious issue. The issue of distraction. So, I'm not going to offer anything to the Lord my God that cost me nothing. My time. My talents. There are some of you that are differently talented. And one thing where you can make a mistake, Dayo, is to feel that, okay, after all, I'm already teaching in MMA. I'm doing something. Please let me tell you. And this is something you can stake your life on. At the end of the day, you are not going to be judged based on what you did. You are going to be judged based on what you were capable of doing. Nobody will be judged based on what they did. You are going to be judged based on what you were capable of doing. Let's take the example that Jesus gave. All those people had come to offer that day in the treasury, and they were all dropping their offerings. And Jesus sat and was watching what was going on. You know, when Jesus called attention to what was going on, he used the example of the widow woman. She was not the one who gave the largest in terms of actual amount. And yet Jesus said, this is the one who has given the most. Because this is the one who was most sacrificial. This was the one that gave what she was, not just what I could do, but what I was capable of doing. So if we extend that beyond just the issue of money, okay, Jesus was discussing money, but if we extend it beyond money, I want you to know that even your talents, it's not a case of what I can do, but what I am capable of doing for my Lord. What I am capable of doing. I want you to live your life in such a way that at the end, when you do stand before Jesus, you will be able to tell him, Lord, I did my best. I did my best. If right now, the way you served in 2024, you will not yet be able to tell him that, I want you to revisit the issue of your service. David said, I will not offer anything to the Lord my God, which doesn't cost me anything. This thing doesn't cost me anything. It's not taking any pressure on my time. It's not taking any pressure on my talents. You know, there are some people, if they get a job, they are ready to go the extra mile. They are ready to go online, learn the skill to really make it better. Okay? But somebody can become an usher in church, for example, and just stand there. If it was a job where you were being paid, you are going to learn, how do I do this excellently? But because it is church, I'll just stand there. What about if I go online? If I learn how to do this ushering to such a degree where my Lord is really honored? What if I learn to sing this song to such a degree that my Lord is really honored? What if I take this skill? Some of you, even your skill, your digital skill, your online skills, there are things that can be harnessed for the kingdom of God. He said, I will not offer anything to the Lord my God of that which cost me nothing. No wonder the Bible says that he was able to serve the purpose of God in his own generation. And then he fell asleep. That's the prayer for you. I pray for you. It's the prayer I pray for myself. That before I fall asleep, let me serve the purpose of God in my generation. In the name of Jesus. So when he says, of that which cost me nothing, of course that day what was costing him was money, right? Okay? So my time, my treasure, my talents, my treasures, even my money. Nobody can truly say that they believe in the cause of God on the earth if their money is not involved. He said, where your treasure is, there, that's where your heart is. That's where your heart is. Your heart follows your treasure. Your treasure follows your heart. That's how it is. Alright? That is why anybody who says, I love Jesus, and I love what Jesus is doing on the earth, and is not going to involve their finance in it, that person doesn't truly love Jesus, to be honest. Because you know that the work of Jesus on the earth cannot be done without finance. Cannot be done without finance. So minimally, for somebody who says, I love Jesus, the person will be consistent in their tithes. The person will be consistent in their giving. And then from time to time, when God calls for a sacrifice in our giving, the person is willing and excited to be part of that call. Praise God. So this was how David became the man after God's own heart. And the Bible says he served his generation. Do you know what it means? That heaven is concluding your own story. Eh? And then the story they are saying is that this guy served the purpose of God in his generation before he slept. Many people are sleeping without doing anything. May you not sleep until you have served the purpose of God in your generation. So, over and over again, we see that maybe we should look at Paul and then spend a few minutes to pray. 2 Timothy chapter 4. 2 Timothy chapter 4. So, Paul, of course, we know that these were guys who hazarded their lives, who risked their lives. You know, for the past couple of days, I decided to do the book of Acts, but you know, the way I decided to do the book of Acts was the audio Bible. Okay, so just put it there and let it play. So I've listened to it end to end, start again, end to end, start again, end to end. Sometimes I'm even sleeping and I allow it play. And I'm just blown away. I'm blown away by the... may God cause that thing to happen. By the depth of understanding that these guys had in terms of what it meant to actually follow Jesus. To follow Jesus. They knew that once you say that I'm now a follower of Jesus, you side in with his company. Your whole life is to pursue his agenda. Your whole life is to pursue his agenda. So by the time Paul's story was concluding in 2 Timothy, of course, this is, Paul was in prison while he was, Timothy was a prison episode, was writing from prison. And by 2 Timothy, they were getting ready to kill him. They were getting ready to behead him. All right? So in 2 Timothy chapter 4, just imagine that you know that the axe is ready to take off your head. And your prayer point is, oh God, hey, now so I will just die. After I save you, they'll come cut my head. Hey God, now so you wicked. You know, some of the kind of things we say when in prayer is also an indication of our depth of understanding. Our depth of understanding. When this same Paul was going towards Jerusalem, and prophecies were coming, that this Jerusalem you are going, you are going to suffer. In fact, they will arrest you. In fact, you will not come back. You will die there. You know what he said? He said, why are you weeping to break my heart? All these things you are saying, none of these things move me. The only thing that is important to me is that I will finish the ministry. I will conclude the assignment that God has for my life. That's the only thing that concerns me. That's the only thing. I pray that God will enlighten us. So that the little petty things that worry us, the little petty things that we take as, oh, this thing, may they lose their hold over our hearts. May the real value for eternal things dawn on our spirits in the name of Jesus. Now, look at it. Look at it. 2 Timothy 4, verse 6. What is Apostle Paul saying? I am now ready to be offered. Offered as what? Offered as what? The time of my departure is at hand. It wasn't as if this man was one gray-headed old man who was waiting to depart. This man was full of energy. He was under house arrest. They were planning to kill him. And he was writing a letter to encourage the church. He said, when you see me in prison, Don't be feeling sorry for me. That my being in prison has made it possible that the people in prison should also hear the gospel. It was God's... The devil thought it was his game, but it was God's game to make sure. Because God had already spoken that this gospel, you are going to take it to Rome as well. May God help us. May God help us. May God help us. He said, I am now ready to be offered. The time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love is appearing. May the Lord help our hearts in the name of Jesus. So likewise also, we also have been called to offer all of ourselves to God. To offer all of ourselves to God. We are not to hold back any part. We are not holding back anything. We throw our lives. We throw our future. We throw everything in following the Lord. Apostle Paul said, I'm ready. He said, I'm like a drink offering, ready to be offered. Just my life is being poured out to serve the Lord. Praise God. Finally, Acts chapter 15. Acts 15. May God circumcise your heart. May God remove everything that makes you earthbound. Oh no, God. May God deliver you from everything that makes you earthbound. It is a dangerous place for a believer to be in, where all your processes of your heart are just around temporal things, natural things. Oh, how can I just quickly do this? How can I just do this? How can I do this? All natural things. But you see, all these guys in the book of Acts, the first century church, and even the people who served the Lord in the Old Testament, they had one focus: how they may please Him. How they may please Him. Acts chapter 15, verse 25. It seemed good unto us, being assembled with one accord, to send chosen men unto you with our beloved Barnabas and Paul. Men that have hazarded their lives for the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Men that have hazarded their lives. They have, one translation said they have risked their lives. They have risked their lives. They have risked their lives. Excuse me, sir, ma. What risk are you willing to take for God in the coming year? What risk are you going to take for Him in the coming year? What risk are you willing to take? If they call it a risk. Do you know that there are people graduated? Omono made a 2-1, right? 2-2. Omono made a 2-2. Graduated, we were classmates. Tall, beautiful, elegant lady. Got married, and the Lord said to them, you are going to be missionaries. A missionary to where? One Congo place, somewhere. Interior place. And you know what God helped them to do? When they got there, the people had, they couldn't read, they couldn't write, they were speaking their language. Because Omono read English, God helped them, they translated Bible to the people's native language. That means that they first of all had to learn that language. May you do something significant with your life. I'm telling you, may you do something significant. When Mary Slessor wanted to come to Africa, she was already engaged to be married to a guy that she loved. When she told the guy that God was saying that she's going to Africa as a missionary because she had heard they were killing twins. Told the guy said, Kaka, me, I'm not ready for missionary work. You choose between me and your missionary work. He said, oh, there's no choice. There's no choice. He has called me and I go. That was the end of the relationship. She came to Africa, labored in Africa. Today, if you go to Scotland, the boy's picture is not on any money. Nobody even knows his name. But Mary Slessor, one of the coins in their country, has her face eternally printed.
was that guy who's, I forgot his name. This guy who called his brother and said, God was calling me to be a missionary. And the brother said, you are on your own. Me, I want to make a name for myself. I want to make a name for myself. And so they parted ways. The one who wanted to be a missionary became a missionary, served the purpose of God, everything. Now, you go to Encyclopedia Britannica and you go and check. The one who became a missionary, several paragraphs describe his life and accomplishments. The one who said he wanted to make a name for himself, one sentence. And what is the one sentence? This was the brother of the missionary. One sentence. So at the end of the day, who made a name? It pays to serve Jesus. It pays to serve Jesus. And one of the things, this evening, a woman of God called me. And we were just sharing. And in fact, two women of God called me this evening. You know, the first one who called me as we were sharing, she was sharing some of the things that God was saying that he was going to do in the coming year. And he said two things that God was insisting, which is what God has been speaking to us. He said, number one, there must be an intentionality for holy living in the coming year. There is no way a person is going to serve the purpose of God in his generation and you are romancing sin in your life. It's not going to work. That means anything that doesn't honor Christ in your life must be repented of and let go. Amen. I said amen. Oh. And then he said the second thing. God said the kind of prayer. Because of, you see, if God says, I want to do this, I want to do this, I want to do this. I hope you know that it will all come on the wings of prayer. So there has to be concerted, consistent prayer in the coming year. And we're going to pray about it as we get into snow in a few minutes. Amen. So what am I saying to you? What I'm saying to you is that as an individual, you have a choice. You know, every end of year, I reconsecrate my life to God. No, I reconsecrate my life. I tell him, Lord, I'm available. This year is ending, but this coming year, I will be very happy and honored to continue to be relevant in your program. I want to continue to be relevant in your program. Here am I. Lord, just use me. I don't know what your own prayer is. I don't know what you want your life to be about. But David said, I am not going to offer anything. Do you know that thing even goes into prayer? Do you know that some of you want to offer prayer that doesn't cost you anything? You want to just, as you just pray 2 minutes, and once you are feeling tired, you just sleep. Do you know the people who pray 5 hours? You think that it's because the prayer is just the sweet them? Do you know what it means to pray 5 hours? Say the prayer, they sweet you. But you know, there are issues to be settled. The Spirit of God bids you come. Bids you come. It's a prayer, O pilgrim. Prayer, O feeble mortal man. He said, this journey that is before us in 2025 is going to lead you in paths that you've never gone before. Amen. I mean, this year, some of you will enter paths you've never gone before. Praise God. And the only way that the Holy Spirit will be bearing us along is on the wings of prayer. It's on the wings of prayer. So we must pray. You must pray. Amen. Now, so I've spoken over throughout the visions retreats on some of the things that the Lord has laid on our hearts that we'll be doing in the coming year. But one thing that I forgot to mention was that starting from January, every month we'll be having a miracle service. Every month, yes. We'll be having miracle service every single month. Once a month, there'll be miracle service. And that is why I know that testimony go brakata next year. Amen. Abundance of testimony in the coming year. Abundance of testimony. Yes. So I want you to pray tonight. I want you to pray for yourself tonight. Are you going to tell God, I want to be like David. I want to serve your purpose in my generation. This 2025, a new level of service. This 2025, a new level of service. A new, sometimes daddy will just look at me and say, my wife, calm down. I say, I cannot calm down. You don't know what happened. As we were coming, there was traffic. As we got to a fruit market, I just picked my iPad. I said, Peter, come and open this door. I'm coming down. Daddy said, where do you think you are going? I said, I have work to do in church. I'm out of here. My friend was saying, Pastor Vera, calm down, calm down. I said, I cannot. Nobody should be telling me to calm down. He said, please let me tell you. You only have one life to live. Don't you understand? You only have one life to live. And the only way to live it, to make sense, is to live it for God. Believe me. Believe me. That's the only way to live your life, to make sense. There are many, many people in this 2025 that they should knock out right now, that they jump up and down. But you see, by the time 2025 is ending, nothing will have been achieved. They may have made more money, they may have made some connections, but in the eternal scheme of things, as far as God is concerned, it was just a waste. But your 2025 will not be a waste. I said 2025 for you will not be a waste. In the name of Jesus. And you know that we are starting this year. In a few hours, we are already in the new year. And we are starting it already running. On the second, we are already back in church. We are already back in church. So this consecration you are making to the Lord today, I want to serve your will. It's already going to be tested from the get-go. It's already going to be tested from the beginning. They said, on the second, we won't go to church. No, this message tonight was not for you. Just sleep. Just sleep. But for those people who understand what the Spirit of God is saying, you know that there's no resting. There's no resting until the rest enter their rest in the name of Jesus. So we want to just pray, consecrate our lives again to the Lord. Can we stand on our feet? Can we stand on our feet? Say, God, I don't want my 2025 to be a waste. Lord, help me to maximize the coming year, to serve you with all my life, with all my heart. I want to serve you in a way that cost me something. Can you make it a prayer? Lift your voice. Lift your voice. These are church workers here tonight. Lift your voice. 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 Help me to serve you in the coming year in an acceptable way. Acceptable service. Acceptable service. Acceptable service, oh God. In the coming year. In the coming year. In the coming year. Help me to serve you. Help me to serve you. Help me to serve you. Lift your voice, pray in other tongues, everybody. Lift your voice, pray in other tongues, pray in other tongues, pray in other tongues, pray in other tongues. Every distraction that the devil wants to set on my way, I come against it right now in the name of Jesus. Every distraction, every distraction, every distraction. In what way were you distracted this year ending 2024? Would you stand against distraction? The Lord said that's one area the enemy is going to be coming against many believers. Can you stand against everything the enemy is cooking up to distract your life? To distract your life. Resist it in the name of Jesus. 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 Finally, can you ask for grace? Grace to serve you aright in the coming year. Oh God, I ask for grace to serve you aright. Grace to love you more. Grace to serve you aright. 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 Are you praying a prayer that God will answer tonight? Are you asking God for grace? Grace to serve you aright. Grace to serve you aright. Grace to serve you aright. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name. So all of you who served in the house this year, you served in this house this year, lift up your hands. You said, if you didn't serve, you were just coming and you are not in any department, you are not, please don't put up your hand. The people who served in one capacity or the other, lift up your hands very well. Father, behold your people who served you in this place this year, who made effort to see your work move forward. Lord, I'm asking you for greater grace. For greater grace. For greater grace. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I'm asking you, God, that you would work so mightily in their lives that you will free them up to be able to do more for you. Free them from every entanglement of sickness. Free them from every entanglement of relationship and marital problems. Free them from every entanglement of financial difficulties. Lord, you have spoken a lot regarding what you want to do with us and through us and for us in the coming year. Father, may these ones whose hands are lifted partake in what you have spoken. In the name of Jesus. Father, I declare none of them will die. None of them will die. None of them will fall asleep until they have fully served their generation. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I'm asking, Father, even whatever struggles may be in their families, Father, because of them, Lord, because you remembered Abraham, you delivered Lot. Father, because of them, deliver their families. Lord, I'm asking you, you that said you are a rewarder of them who diligently seek you. Father, let your reward come upon them. Let them enter into their full reward. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for grace. Thank you for help. Thank you for help. Father, I pray, God, that even as we enter into the coming year, each one of them will have a testimony. Each one of them will have a testimony. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Can we clap our hands and give God praise for 2024 service? 2024. Can you high five three people, say it's working and it worked? Congratulations to every one of you. We are going to have an excellent 2025. Glory to God.
In that same light, can I just welcome